It's been said that you have a planning session before you come back to a new lifetime. Some actually do. Most don't, though. Well, most of the time when somebody comes back for another incarnation, they have no idea what's going on. They're drawn by the compelling and magnetic forces of emotions and memories and karma and other people, sucked right back to the planet without the benefit of even knowing where they're going to end up. But we can know where they're going to end up. They're going to end up right back with the family that they've been connected to for a long time. So most people really never have this type of planning session. They go from one lifetime to another, tumbling through time and space, tumbling through challenges and difficulties, tumbling through their own demons and darkness, once in a great while surfacing for a bit of air, but not so often. But you, my friends, you're far wiser than that, and indeed, you did have a time of contemplation before you came in for this lifetime. You weren't necessarily surrounded by a lot of other angels. You had talks with some of the beings, some of the entities, but then you kind of went off by yourself in your own beautiful dimension, knowing that you were going to return to Earth. You're conscious and aware of it. You went off by yourself, away from all the other entities. Oh, you'd been to Earth so many times. You knew the program. You knew the ins and outs. You knew trees and rivers and skies and storms and snow and deserts and heat. You knew the beauty, but also the danger of nature. You knew food and sex. You knew people and their ways. You knew all of that. Nothing, nothing truly was going to be new for you. You went off by yourself, preparing for your lifetime, this lifetime. It was almost like it was yesterday. And you had a very deep and passionate reason for coming back. Now, that deep and passionate reason sometimes has been lost on you while you've actually been here. Sometimes you've even fooled yourself into believing that you came back to better humanity. That wasn't the reason whatsoever. Wasn't even to find a lost soulmate, because you already knew that a lot of your journey was going to be alone, by yourself. You already knew. You had a deep passion for coming back. Somewhat of a knowingness that this was probably going to be the last lifetime. You knew there were certain things that you wanted to complete. In this contemplative time with yourself, you were going through an interesting metamorphosis. Dissolving through your past lifetime and that identity, dissolving into fragments of your soul self, dissolving at the same time into this new identity that you were going to become in this lifetime. It was like all of these images, identities, blurring together, dissolving through each other. transforming out of your old identity. Dissolving or kind of going into parts of the I am. Feeling the potentials of this lifetime. What was that passion? What was that passion? For coming back. I can tell you right now, it wasn't to make amends. It was not to justify anything or resolve anything outside of yourself. That might have been a peripheral reason, but it wasn't the deep passion. This deep passion wasn't anything that the entities told you you had to do. This wasn't anything you were doing on behalf of your spiritual family or the Order of the Ark. Your service to the Order of the Ark had expired. There's a deep passion that transcended anything having to do with resolve the past or save humanity. It was something within you, a burning desire, heart's desire. It's always been there, although often it eludes you. Often you get caught up in the commotion of what you think you're supposed to be doing here in this lifetime. Kind of like the Hatter, the Mad Hatter, running frantically here and there. But it's still there. I can see it. I can feel it in each and every one of you. And it's not a justification. In other words, you don't have to justify being here. It's simply a passion. I ask you to feel into that right now. It goes beyond the memory of past lives. Goes beyond the draw from other people, that attraction, other people that might have brought you here. This was yours. Yours. Now I tell you, let's go beyond the thoughts right now. I'm trying to define it in words because it's a feeling. Thoughts would only limit it. So I invite you to go into the feeling without words, without pictures. I invite you to go into the feeling of that passion, because that's it. Almost undefinable. So now take that outrageous breath and go into the feeling. Wow. Take a good deep breath. Actually, quite amazing. Feeling into your energies, quite amazing. Take a good deep breath. Amazing that you allowed yourself to go beyond the thought or the word or the definition. That, my friends, is breaking free.